Sokola Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokola Duma Radio. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngeo, and this is the big interview. So, a big game played last night. Mamelodi Sundowns trying to close the gap between themselves and Orlando Pirates at the top of the table, having played in the CAF Champions League. Unfortunately, they lost. Fortunately, Grant Kekana, the man I'm speaking to in this interview, won that game for his side with the first goal in that game. SuperSport United won 2-0, and this is my conversation with Grant Kekana. Enjoy it.
Sokola Duma Radio.
All right, thank you very much, man, for joining us on Sokola Duma Radio. How's it going? How are you feeling? How's the body feeling?
The body's a bit tired. You know, it was a tough game last night. I think we gave our all. You know, we left everything on the field. But even in saying that, you know, we're quite excited that finally beaten Sundowns. You know, taking us like almost 6 years, I think, in the league. So yeah, we're just happy that we succumbed it.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at that stat as well. I think Sokola Duma posted something on social media about the amount of games that had gone since you last defeated Sundowns. But I think the most important thing is that you actually won the game. Let's talk about the game a bit. You played against Upagamane Mahlambi, Emiliano Tade, and you did well against those guys. Those are excellent players like Ohlompho Kekana. How difficult was that game? How difficult was the 90 minutes?
It was very difficult, you know, but I think we did our homework. You know, we knew that Pagamani likes the balls in behind, and Trumpo is the one who plays those balls in behind. So, yeah, we managed that quite well, I think. And we know Tade is the one who likes coming to feet and getting the ball short, so we combined with the midfielders that are coming. And we kept a solid four, you know, I mean, the two centre-backs and the two midfielders, we were solid together, and we made sure that nothing came through us.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think won it for you, though? Was it the tactics, or was it them having played so many games back-to-back? Because a lot of people are reacting now on social media that it is true that Sundowns are a bit tired. Did it feel like that when you were playing them?
I think we all knew that the legs were going to be a bit heavy for them, because we know the trips as well. We also participated in the Frankfurt Cup, you know, and we knew what it does to the legs. So we knew that since they didn't really change the team that much, that they were going to struggle at some point. But we wanted to have a good start, and I think that paid dividends, because we knew that if we kept them under pressure from the get-go, we'd give ourselves a chance of winning the game.
Yeah, and of course the set piece, the great corner kick from Aubrey Modiba and yourself. Coach Gaetano touched on it a little bit about the fact that the plan was to try and get some of the guys on the last pole, and then because Sundowns tend to overload the first pole. Was that really how it played out, or was it a random thing that happened? Did you really actually plan that?
No, we've been emphasizing on that, on those set pieces, you know, throughout the week, I think, the Polokwane City game. And even prior to that, you know, I think the Tuesday starts, we hit the post, the back post. So, of course, I'm just be patient, and, you know, my time will come, and I'm glad that it happened yesterday.
Yeah, and they said that it was your first goal this season. I didn't even realize that. How did it feel? I mean, should we expect more goals from you?
I was emotional, man. I mean, last time I scored in the PSL was when I was at Tuck, and that was like 4 or 5 years ago. So it's been a while. So I was just happy that I got my first league goal for SuperSport in the derby. You know, and the funny thing was that my first PSL goal actually came against Sundowns. So there's another emotional one, but yeah, I was just happy that I finally connected and it went in.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's fair to say then that we should expect the next goal in 2024, given by your average amount of goals you score every 5 years.
Yeah, so I hope it comes sooner than that. You know, it's always a good feeling to contribute to the team's success. You know, and it's something that I want to keep doing, be it defensively or offensively, when I get chances, like can set pieces and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there was a tweak with you, because largely at the beginning of the season and in last season as well, you were used largely as a number two at right back, and now you've been I think you've played at Tugs as a center back, so you're familiar with the role. But there's more competition now, because instead of fighting with one right back in Unhlapho, you're now having to fight against Morgan Gold, Clayton Daniels, Bongani Khumalo, and so on. Are you relishing the challenge? Is it a long-term thing that you are now permanently back at the right side of center back?
Yeah, I think even before I became a professional, I was logically as a center back, so the position that I've been familiar with and I've grown into. So I think I'm more confident playing center back than right back, because a lot of things just happen naturally. So I'm relishing the competition that we have, and I know that I'm competing against top class players and former international players. So
sure.
I always have to bring my A game whenever I get given the chance, and so far, I think it's been good.
Yeah, I mean, when you this is crazy, because there are a lot of new teams lining up now for the APSA Premiership. It's very easy to dismiss everyone else, but Coach Gaetano actually said that you should be considered as title contenders. Your opinion and the players' opinions about that? You are now 7 points away from Orlando Pirates, but at least you have a game in hand on them. So what's your take on it? Are you now going all out in the last 5 games or so to take the title?
I think we have to set our standards high. You know, I think we've built that platform for ourselves in the club, and we're just looking to finish as high as possible. If it means challenging for the league, then so be it. But if we aim high, then I think we will land somewhere close to the top, and that's the goal that we want to attain this season.
Mm.
So either or, but we're going to give our all in the last remaining 4 games.
Yeah, but I suppose is it something? I think what I'm trying to get at is whether or not this is the mood in camp, and whether, because you know, I spoke to Tebogo Moloi, is a Orlando Pirates legend, and one of his biggest beefs or gripes with the Orlando Pirates technical bench, he said that these guys are not assertive enough. They're not saying it out that they are going for the title, even though they're 6 points ahead. So within your camp, Coach Gaetano has now said it publicly, bit vs vid. Sometimes Coach Gavin doesn't want to say it out, but within the camp at Matsatsanza, are you guys now saying you're going for it in the next 4 games?
I think we're not really that concentrated on the number one position, you know, just us taking each game at a time and just doing our best, because once we look too far ahead, we end up getting what we need to in order to achieve the things we want. So we're just taking it one game at a time, and we're playing properly for each game. So that's what I'm saying, that it's either or. If it happens that we do challenge, then it so be it. But we won't fall short of the top.
All right. And of course, before, as we wrap up then our conversation, and we thank you so much for speaking to us after the wonderful victory against Sundowns. Of course, now you were in the plans for Coach Stuart Baxter in the COSAFA last year, I think. There will be a COSAFA now before the team goes to AFCON. What are your hopes in terms of the national team? Coach Baxter has coached you, so he's familiar with you. Do you think that we'll see your name there, or do you think we'll see a stronger team that will probably be the one that goes to the AFCON?
I don't depend on the coach, you know, but for me, I think it's always been my dream to represent my country, and, you know, I have to do well for my team so that I can get seen and also in line to represent my country. So right now it's just about me focusing on finishing strong for my team and helping them try achieve what we set out to. And then whatever happens after that, I'll be grateful whether I get a call up for COSAFA or AFCON.
All right, so you wouldn't be too disappointed if you don't see your name then?
Yeah, I think right now it's not about him taking risks or trying out new things. You know, he wants, he's probably set out a team that he wants ideally. So I wouldn't be too disappointed right now.
All right, Grant, we thank you very much, man, for speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio. Good luck for the next 4 fixtures in the APSA Premiership.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you so much, sir. As usual, thank you very much for being with us, and I hope you enjoyed this conversation. It's going to be an interesting title, a race for all the teams involved: Orlando Pirates, Bid vs Wits, and Mamelodi Sundowns. SuperSport United have thrown their name in the hat as well. They have 4 games left. Hopefully something will come out of that, and we will have an exciting conclusion to this year's Absa Premiership. For now, it's thank you very much for me, and goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.